Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Beis. As we finish up the last parak, the last daf of the parak Hamishi in parak Maseches Yuma, and we move over to the sixth parak of Shnei Seirim. But first, we have the end of the fifth parak to do. We are in Samach Aleph Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, Tanan Hasam, which the Gra and the Rishonim already, the Ritva, point out shouldn't really be Tanan Hasam, but really should be Tanur Rabbanan. It's not a Mishnah anywhere, says the Ritva, that this Girsa should be changed. Interesting, he already had this old Girsa as well, and he says one should change it. He says, Hachi Garcina Tanur Rabbanan, Inami Garcina Tana. V'kulan tmeim, v'lo garcina tanan hasam, she'ena mishnah b'shem makom. So this is not a mishnah that we are about to quote. If you remember, we are talking about the issues related to various avodos that we parallel to each other. And the question is, we parallel this to Asha Mitzor, Rosh Hashachtu Shlo Lishma, and a couple of other avodos. We're going to talk more about Hashem tomorrow, but we got into Inyanim of Mitzorah because we're talking about the order of different avodos that have different sections of the avoda. So just like we had a machlokas in our Mishnah on Daf Samach that discussed if the blood spills out in between, do I start exactly where I left off, or do I have to start that whole entire section again? The Tanakhama is saying that you have to start the whole section again, or Blazer and Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon arguing and say, no, just pick up from where you left off. So he said, maybe that's different than the areas of Taras and Mitzora, and maybe that's the same. That was the 2 days, and we ended up saying it is the same. We said, Shana Reb Yaakov Belugin, that he said it's the same there as well. Then we mentioned that maybe this is at root a machlokas of if I do an avoda that was not completed, it is as if I did it or did not do it. That's what we tried to say on top. That was the suggestion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chisda argued on that. He thought that everybody would agree that this mitzorah would be stuck, the mitzorah that you did shalom lishma. And then we got into other issues. How literally do we take requirements in the Torah? When we say that you have to put it onto his blank part of the body, do we say that's ma'akev or not, or just the space where the part of the body used to be? That might be similar, we mentioned from the Magen Avraham, to Hilchas Lulav. We did not mention it also could be similar to Hilchas Tefillin. The discussion, if somebody doesn't have the proper place to put tefillin on, do we say that he puts it on the other arm? Do we say that he puts it on his fake arm if he has a prosthetic? So that is a discussion also relating to our machlokes. How literally do we take al yadecha in the context of tefillin? And the last point we made, which Beis Hashem will get back to, is the unique structure and the unique ceremony of Kabbalas Adam when it comes to an Asha Mitzorah, that you have two Kohanim standing there, one of them catching it in the Yad and one of them catching it in the Kli. And the discussion in Lumdus of the Achronim is how do we look at that Kabbalah B'Yad? Is that a Kabbalah that we would treat like all other Kabbalahs? Do you have to be Makabel a certain amount? Are Machshavas postlos in that Kabbalah? So that's an interesting discussion that the Mikdash David has. Okay, so now we continue finishing up this last section, talking about where there was spillage and where there was mixing up. So Tanan Hasam, the Tosefta says, Tanu Rabbanan or Tanya, however you want to have it. V'kulan metamin begadim. They are all, they are all. This is going back, whenever you have a spillage, right, Rashi quotes, Kol aparim osir mashrim bishasenu, gabi nishbach adam. You had some type of spilling. So we end up having more than one animal. Right, we have a par, we have a sa'ir, more than one, because we had to come up with another animal, more blood, in order to start off the section or to continue. So what is the halacha? When I do the avodos of all of those animals, says the Braisa, they are all mitame begadim. As we know, the halacha is special gzeres hakasav. Those that are involved in these avodos, their begadim, they themselves become tame. Ha'asukin bisreifa. So the pasuk says in Achremos, v'esparachatas v'esirachatas asher huva el estamam v'asareifos l'michameis begadav amayim. They have their begadim become tame that they're wearing. So says the Braisa, all of the animals, whoever's osek in all of them, are mitame begadim v'nisrafin abeis adeshin, and they are all burned outside. They are all burned outside. All the meaning, all of them have the status of these animals. Divrei Reb Elazar v'Reb Shimon. V'chacham omrim, no. Ein metamin begadim ve'ein nisrafin abeis adeshin elo ha'achron. Only the last one. Even if the blood spilled out after part two, and you're only making a new one to fulfill the zrikos of part three on the Mizbech Hazav, only the last one do we burn in the Beis Hadeshin outside the Machane, and it's Betame Begadim. Why? Hol v'gara bo kapara. Because the kapara is completed with that one, even though all three are stages of kapara, because it's completed with that one, that is why only that one really has the status of the par and the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, one second. Boy, Minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Kama Sa'ir Mishalayach. So this question was about the parim. Right, if you have more than one cow, the power of Yom Kippur, the power of the Kohen Gadol, which one is the real one? Is it all of them? Is it the last one that achieved kapara? That was the statement of the Brisa. So what about the extra Seirim? Do we send more than one out to La'azazel? As especially this next parak is going to get into the details of that avoda. So Kama Seirim Mishaleach asked Rava from Rav Nachman. Omar Leib, Rav Nachman says, V'chi Edro Mishaleach. What, he's going to send the whole herd? Of course you only send one. You only send one. Rashi says, though, Hiska Gagaz L'Sheikh L'Echad. It's like a rhetorical question. Of course you're not going to send more than one. So Omar Lo, so Rav says back, I don't understand. V'chi Edro Soreif. Do you burn the whole herd? Meaning, what's the difference between sending out four La'azazel and burning them? You're telling me it's like not even a question by the Seirei La'azazel. So too, why is it an issue by par? So Gemara said, no, me dummy. Ha, some lo ksiv oso, ha, ksiv oso. By the Seir La'azazel, Dafka says oso, l'shalach oso La'azazel. But not by par, and that's why, of course, only one is going to have the status by the Seir, even though par will have more. So which one? Only one of them is going to have the status this year. So which one do you send out? So that's a machlokes. Itma, Rav Papi, Mishmei Derava, Amar, Rishon Mishaleach. For Rav Simi, Mishmei Derava, Amar, Achron Mishaleach. Machlokes, what Rava said. So Bishlamar, Rav Simi, Mishmei Derava, Damar, Achron Mishaleach, Ksavar, Hov, Agamar, Bo, Kapara. I understand the sheet that says Achron, because that's just like we said earlier, just like we said in the Chachamim in the previous. The Achron is what achieves Kapara. El Rav Papi, Mishvei Derava. Micah Savar, why does he say, you send the first one, the one that got you started, but you didn't finish the job. So why that one? Savar, like Rav Yossi, Damar Mitzvah Barishon. He holds like Rav Yossi, who says Mitzvah Barishon. The Mitzvah is by the first one. Mitzvah Barishon. Which Rav Yossi are we talking about? We'll get to that soon. Just going back though for a minute. The Tosas Arash here has two opinions. This whole question of Kama Seirim Mishaleach, is that only within Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, or even within the Rabbanan? We had the Gemara start off, we had a Machlokas in the Tosefta regarding how many Parim are burned. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon said, all, how many are burned and how many are Matami Begadim? Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon said, all of them. The Chavim say, only the last one. Then, Rava asked Rav Nachman, how many Seirim are sent out? So the simple interpretation you would say is, well, it's kind of parallel. The Chachamim who say, only the last one, would say, only the last one by the Seir also. And the only question of Rava from Rav Nachman is within Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon Shita. That's the simple interpretation, and that's the first day up of the Tosas Arash. L'Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Kabay, Dila L'Rabbanan, Kivan Te'ina Matame El Achron, Kamoche Nami Ina Mishalech El Achron. But the Gemara doesn't specify. So you get the impression, it sounds like from the Gemara, that the Gemara's not limiting it within one Shita. So it says the Tosas Arash, maybe even if you say like the Rabbanan, that only one par will be burned, more than one Sa'ir will be sent out. That's the Hava Mina. The question is, even within the other Shita, Inami Ikala Meimar, De la Rabbana Nami Bai, even though the Parim, only the Achron, Eina Matami Ela Achron, Mishum De Isra Reyasa Barishonim. You know why by the Par you'd only do the last one? Because there was a problem with the earlier ones. The blood spilled out. Shenishmach Damim Kodin Gemara Matana. Hilkach. And that's why Achron Delo Isra Bei Reyosa Hudimatame. That's when I would have said the only the last one, because the early ones have a problem. But by the Seir HaMishtaleach, there's no problems with the early, problems with the earlier ones. There's no problems. Maybe the Seir Lashem, you had to do another set because you had to do another Hagrala, as we mentioned. When do you have to do another Hagrala? But there's nothing wrong with the earlier Seir Lazazel. So maybe even within the Chachamim that said only the Achron earlier, they would agree that you would send more than one La'azazel. Psir Mishaleach, Delo Isra Bei Reyasa, Kami Boilei Mishaleach Az Kulam, Kain Nire Li. I like that pshat, says the Tosfos HaRash, that this Ibaya of Rav after Rav Nachman is L'kuli Alma, not only within the Rav Rav Shimon, but even within the Chachamim. And you might have been, even the Lamaskana. Lamaskana, it's the opposite direction. Lamaskana, we for sure say, by the Sira Lazazel, it says, oh so, only one. Unlike Par, but the Havamina might have been in the opposite direction. The Havamina is that even if you want to say by the Parim, you only do one. That's only because there's a problem with the earlier one. Some of their blood spilled out. Mashenki and Basir, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. They're all standing here, and they're all ready to go. So either way, the Gemara says that only one of them would be sent out. Which one? First or last? Machlokes. And the Gemara says, Achron, I understand. What about Rishon? No, that's like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Mitzvah Barishon. So, which Rabbi Yossi? Where does Rabbi Yossi say, Mitzvah is Barishon? Says the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? Ilema Rabbi Yossi de Kupos. Is it the Rabbi Yossi that we had back in Mesechus Shkalim? Titznan. Because the Mishnah said in Shkalim, Shalosh Kupos, Shal Shalosh Shalosh Se'im, Shevahem Tarmanetz Alishka. Remember, we had the first Mishnah in Shkalim. We collect the Shkalim during Adar in order to be able to have enough money for the new Truma to buy the Karbanos of the new year from Nisan. And we mentioned then that every so often, Beprosa Pesach, Prosa Tzeres, a couple of weeks before each of the Chagim, we, the Kohen, the appointed one, the Mamuna, goes and takes out from the big pile. And it takes out three. Takes out shalosh kupos from the big shuma. And that hopefully will suffice until the next time that the Kohen has to go in. So why three? Says the Gemara. Because you're going to go in order. But your kasav alei and aleph beis gimel, and written on them is aleph beis gimel, so you know which one you were torim first, and you use that first one. V'tanya amar Rabbi Yossi, lama kasav alei aleph beis gimel. Why is it so important to know what was the order? Leida ezer nitzrima rishon lahavi heimen arishon shemitzvah arishon. So that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, why do we do aleph beis gimel in order to go in order? The truma that was taken first is the one that you have to use first. So is that the Rabbi Yossi that our Tana is based on? That Rava would be based on? In terms of being Makriv, being Mishalech the first? The Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe you cannot compare the Shkalim and the Seirim. Why? Dilma be'idna de'is chazoi kamaisa, lo is chazoi basraisa. By the kupos, right when you took out the first taking out, the first gathering, that package, that kupa, that's Ra'ui. You didn't take out the other ones yet. That's why the first one had special status, because that one had a special connection to being first. Rashi says, kupa kamaisa lahakarimena, the other ones weren't Ra'ui yet. You didn't weren't Torim them yet. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi would say, Rishon goes first over there. But over here, by the Seirim, was there ever a moment in time that the Seir La'azazel, one of them, the first one, was Ro'i to be sent out before the other ones? No, because until you finish all of the Matanos Shebifnim, the Seir La'azazel is not Ro'i to go out. And by the time you finish all the Matanos, you have more than one animal here. So they're all equal. So how could you even call one Rishon in this context? You can't compare them to the Kupos. So that can't be the Rabbi Yossi. It's not parallel. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella Rabbi Yossi de Pesach, Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Karban Pesach, Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Hamafresh Pischo V'Ovad, if somebody's mafresh the Karban Pesach, and then it gets lost, V'Hifish Acher Tachtav, and then they are mafresh a different one instead, V'Acher Gaklim Saharishon, and then you find the first one, and they're both standing here, so which one does one use? V'Harishneim Omdim, Tanakama says, Eze mehem sheyirtze yakriv, whichever one you want. They're both good. They're both labeled as Pesach, so use one of them, and the other one will make into Moser Pesach into Shlomim. Divei Chachamim. That's what the Chachamim say. Do whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Mitzvah Barishon. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Mitzvah is Barishon, Vim Hayim. And that's the Rabbi Yossi. That's the Rabbi Yossi, Mitzvah Barishon. The first one was obviously Ra'ui. And then the other one came, you lost, but now they're both standing here. So Mitzvah Barishon, that's the parallel to our Seirim. V'imhayar sheni mufcharimenu yivienu. But if the second one is more choice, and more plump, and a better carbon, then this is not called Temura. This is not called substitution, which would be Usser, and both would have Kedusha. No, this is not your fault, and you would be able to use the second one if it is Mufcha. Rashi points out that it does not matter when did you find these animals. When did you find your original Pesach? Was that before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Meaning the time that the carbon Pesach kicked in. Rashi says, O kodem Chatzos d'arba asar, O achar Chatzos. Even after Chatzos. Meaning at the moment Chatzos came. The second one was the only one there. So you might say that one is the one that's earmarked. And then you find the first one, it's okay. They both have the status. The Tanakhama would say either one, and Rabbi Yossi would say the first one. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here relating to Mitzvah Barishon. There is a discussion in Yaradeya, two simanim in Yaradeya. First of all, in Yaradeya, in Simin Shin Nun Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch discusses if you have two, Rachmana Leslan, people to bury in one city, so who goes first? Who goes first? Two people end up coming to the cemetery at the same time. Who gets to be buried first? The Shulchan Aruch says, Ir sheyesh ba shnei mesim, motzien es harishon, v'yachach motzien hasheni. The one that died first. That's the one that you bury first. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shach says, Osu shameis rishon. Doesn't mean the first one. Let's say there's one that comes to the area where the levayas are going to be done, and 5 minutes later, before you really start, you know, the other one comes. So which do you do first? So may ikar adin, you do the one that was niftar first. Ve'achach motzien hasheni. Ve'im hayu malinim harishon. And if they're delaying with the rishon, then you can take out the sheni. And he discusses the different statuses of the different people that are coming. That is one Shulchan Aruch, that whoever is niftar rishon gets buried first. If you look back in Reish Samachay Siftes, the Shulchan Aruch says, what about in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Reish Samachay Sif Test, let me just find the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva discusses, based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Yeshlo Shnei Tinokos, two babies to have bris mila. Who gets mila first? So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about that. The Shulchan Aruch just talks about, if you have two babies to give mila to, one bracha could suffice for both. Even though the minug is not to do that. The minug is to have a hefsek in between, so you can make different... You can make different brachas. Okay, but on that Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachei Tshuva says, Ayin Tshuva's Bris Avram, Al Devar Shtei Milos, B'Yom Echad. The first half of this Tshuva is a separate question, and that is, just so you have two Bris Milos to do. One is Bizmana and one is Shalom Bizmana. What do you do first? It's day 8 for one baby, and it is day 15 for another baby. So that's a Machlokes Achronim. What do you do first? On the one hand, you might say, Milo Bizmana, this is his day. The other one's already delayed, it's already late, so you do it a little later. That's one idea. And after all, what are you, it's Reza Makdim and Lemitzvahs. On the other hand, other Achronim say, no, just the opposite. The other one, it's Mana. Every moment that you don't do it is a bitol. Mashekein, by the Mila Bizmana, the whole day is the Zman. Not being Mavadil anything, so you're lacking Zrizim? Okay, you're lacking Zrizim. But who says Zrizim impacts the quality of the mitzvah itself, which itself is a separate question. But that's the Pesachei Tshuva right here. So the question is, Mila Bizmana, Mila Shalom Bizmana, but the way he formulates it is, does the baby born first have Kedima? V'kasav, says the Bris Avram, quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva, D'gam v'shtei milos bizmanam. Even if you have two babies born today, lo matza shum svara, lahakdim dafka lezeshen ola tchila. I don't know of any svara why the baby born first has to get his mila first. Umisiman shin nun dalid gabe shnei mesim. What about the other Shulchan Aruch that he said two people die? The one who dies first gets to be buried first? Why is that different than two babies born? The one who's born first? He says, no, there's a big difference. Dahasam, over there, when is the chiv of kfura kick in? When the person dies. The second the person dies, then the chiyuv of kfura kicks in. So when two people die, the earlier one, his chiyuv kicks in before the later one. The chala chiyuv miyad b'shas shemes ho'echad ter meisas hasheni. Mashekin bazeh, the chiyuv chal b'yachad. Mashekin by bris mila, doesn't matter if somebody was born first. The chiyuv is at the same time, right when day 8 starts. That's when the chiyuv of both of them kick in. Umikom, so he says, I don't think you can't compare the cases, but he ends up saying, mikom makom, nagu, the minag is to do that order. Nagu lahavi tchila zeshenol and mikodem. Right, that's the minag. Why? Afshar shumitam shalo yis orer kina umachlokas. Says, you know, you have to have some type of order. You can't always fight it out. So the minag is to do it in order of birth. But lav dafka, that is a halachic requirement. Ve'al kopan and barur, and therefore, im huva lebeis haknesses, zesh shenolad achron, ein lahamtin klum. Don't wait. Rak lemulo miyad. And then he says, "V'kol zeh shnei bizmanam." Aval benidon didon. But if you have mila bizmana, mila shelo bizmana, what does he say to do first? Mila bizmana. That's the Bris Avrams. Shita, the mila bizmana do first, and then the Piskei Tshuva quotes other achronim that say otherwise. But either way, that's an important discussion. The Piskei Tshuva do not compare the case of kvura to the case of babies being born in that case. There is also Chashuk Yechemet discusses a related issue, and that is She'ila. The Bir Halacha tells us if there is similar case. She'ish chiyuv lasis aliyah la'avi yelad zachar b'shabbos l'fnei amila. Somebody is a baby boy, so he gets to have a mila of the Shabbos an aliyah the Shabbos before. U'kamo chen b'yom amila atzma yish chiyuv l'kabel aliyah. Fine. Yesh listape kasher yesh lam shnei yeladim she'noldu b'yom echad. Zeh b'shachris v'zeh b'einu rabayim. And there's only... they're both Yisraels. You can only give them one aliyah. Who gets the aliyah? Who gets the aliyah? Right? The baby born first? Right? Or not? Hey, Miesh says aliyah lavia yelet shenol ad b'shachar. Say, Kotzar Gemara. Ready? We have Machlokes, Reb Yossi, the Rabbanon. Do you say whichever one you want? Do you go the aliyah first? He quotes our Pischei Tshuva. And he quotes, is there a chiv? The chiv of both kick in? Like the Bris Avram said. Should it make a difference who was born first? Right, there's no, and this is even less of a strength to than a actual milah. Okay, he goes back and forth without giving a leaning one way. Then the second half, he talks about what happens if Sheila Maisa Shenol Du Lasaba Shnei Nechadim Ba'Oso Yom. Baruch Hashem, a grandfather had two grandsons born on the same day. One of them lives in Bnei Brak, one of them lives in Yerushalayim, and the grandfather wants to go to both. Brisos, the Alkane, and he asks from one of them, Bikesh Bim Lasos and Bris Biyachad Boto Makom. He says, you know, please do them together. Ukishaba Moa Lamul Mistapek. Haim Yejdin Kadima Meikra Din Lechon Mishneh Tinokos. Does one have, one was born in the Holy City, one was born in Yerushalayim HaKodesh? Is there any Adifus? He says, Tshuva Lefi Amr La'elachar Lefi Das Bris Avram Ein Din Kadima. To anybody. But then, Ben Yabin Yodeh Histapek, the Machloket, the question was, why? Because Alos HaShachar in Yerushalayim is earlier than it is in Bnei Brak. So maybe Yom Shmini comes earlier. And that's why the Minog, if you want to say, goes by the one in Yerushalayim. Nimsa Shatinuk Shayim Yerushalayim, Matas Ban Chiyuva, Lefantinuk Shayim Bnei Brak. V'yim came by Zelukuliyam Yishtin Kedima, because his Chiyuv came first. Not just Bitam Minog, but Bitam Chiyuv. But then he says back, he says that's impossible. He says, he quotes Chaim Kanievsky, his brother-in-law, who says, I don't think that there should be any difference, because you're going to tell me that, oh, it goes earlier because you're Shalim? So what about people in the same city? Well, every block that you're on, you know, the Nates and the Amud HaShachar is a little different in Zmanim. Say, Eilud Oversof! A couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. He says, Lechora, the same halachic day, the same halachic day, and he does not think that it goes by that. V'yish Tzatz Lochiach Tuv Kedvarav, Dim Lo Kain, Yehayadin, the Mishai b'Mizrach Yerushalayim, Yakdin l'Mishai b'Ma'arava, and Yehay Mishai b'Rosh Ahar, Yakdin l'Mishu b'Emek, v'Ein l'Davar Sof. Therefore, in that case, just make Shalom, and whoever goes first will go first. Okay, one final point related to this, and that is the Chacham Tzvi. We've quoted this Chacham Tzvi in other contexts, and that's related to the last point. Rabbi Yossi says, Mitzvah Barishon, unless the second one is more Mehudar. There's a Machlokas. If I started doing a Mitzvah already, and then I'm able to do it in a more Mehudar way, do I stop and change it to the more Mehudar way? Or no, continue once I started? Where does this come up? This is the Machlokas between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. Machlokas is, a person started setting up his Chanukiah on Hanukkah, and he sets it up with wax candles. And after he has set it up already, he has brought oil. Does he change it? Does he change it? Shemen Zayis is the mitzvah min hamuvchar. Shemen Zayis zoch. So do we change it? Im yimshach yado min haneiro shel shayva. The yadvlik b'shemen Zayis, shu mitzvah min hamuvchar, or lo? Because the Shvus Yaakov says, yadvlik b'neiro shel shava. Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700, says, you light it with the wax. You already set it up. You already started. That's the Shvus Yaakov. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Number one, you didn't start yet. You set it up. Even if you want to say, oh, if you started, then maybe you could stop. But here, you didn't even start. You just set up. You didn't start lighting yet. Tshuva lo tzadak b'psak zeh. Ki harayo shehevi einan machrios. Daito v'svaras ozos. So I don't think there's a right. We discussed this back in in the first parak on Daf Zayin. If you remember, we spoke about Hutra and Tehuya there. But says the Chacham Svi, I don't think he's right. Shari af lefi dvarav. Kan hischel b'mitzvah lafuki binidon shalo lo hischel b'mitzvah el hachana v'hazbana b'yama asa shedipe kaneres b'kosel. You set up the candles. V'od, and then he says, minayin lo lomar sheze yoter mitzvah lahader achar. You know, he said that he quotes, whatever, the raya of the Gemara there about you're in the middle of doing a Karim Mincha, and then you want to do a different Mincha. But then he says, I'll bring you a raya to my Shita. And that is, if you haven't started yet, and maybe even if you did start, and you're involved already, pick the nicer one. And he quotes our Gemara. He quotes, Shilhi Perek Hotziulo. You don't get more Shilhi than this. The end of Perek Hotziulo, the last few lines. What does Rabbi Yossi say? If it's a nicer one, then you choose that one. And therefore, he says, there's no problem. Hachanami meniach neiros shava u'misalkam u'madlik b'shem en zayis shebo mitzvah min hamufchar. If you can do mitzvah min hamufchar, then you can even stop in the middle.
It's like Shammai.
And he quotes, right, Shammai and Hillel, interesting, like in Maseches Beitza, where it's Shammai always kept it and then switched it. Interesting, that's a parallel. Again, that also, you didn't start the mitzvah yet, you just designated it for Shabbos, and when you find a newer one, so then you put away the later one. Maybe that's also behind why Hillel did what he did, that he just used it and said, I'll find a nicer one for Shabbos. He already had that bitachon, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which the poskim say, we do not rely on that. We do not go like Hillel there, we go like Shammai. Okay, here we go. Sixth parak. Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim. So now we have discussed. Remember, this parak is very mesudar. This mesechta, every mesechta is mesudar. But this is very mesudar. It starts with before Yom Kippur and goes straight through the day. Straight through the avoda. And now we have completed the avodas panim. We did the vidus before. We did the avodas panim. And now it's time for the Sira Lazazel. So now we're getting into that in this parak. So, Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim, the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, Mitzvasan, Sheyu Shneyan Shavin, Bimare, Ubikoma, Ubidamim. They have to be equal in Mare, in appearance, Ubikoma, and in height, Ubidamim, and in value, in money. They have to have cost the same. Ubilkichasan Ke'echad, and you have to have bought them together. Either, says the Tosafot Yeshanim, from the same person, or even two sellers appointed one middleman, and he sold it. But either way, it has to be l'kichasan ke'echad. V'yafal pi she'in shavin k'sherin. These are all only l'chadchila. But the abbot, even if they're not shavin k'sherin, and l'kach echad hayom, v'echad l'lachar k'sherin, meaning all the halachas here are only l'chadchila. Period. A lot to mention already on this Mishnah. First of all, the Rishonim discuss, the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva, they all ask. So they have to be exactly the same? There's a Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin that says that it's very, very difficult to have a Ben Sora or Mora. Very difficult. There's even an opinion that says it never happened. There was never a Ben Sora or Mora. Why? Why is it so hard to have a Ben Sora or Mora? In that little few month time period, it's so hard. The Gemara says, the Tosafot Yeshanim quotes it here, where it's printed in Amud Beis, Ayin Aleph. Why? Because it's Bineinu Zeh. De Be'ina She'i Aviv V'imo Shavin B'mare U'Bekoma. V'Zeh I'Avshar. The parents can't look exactly alike. So that's why Ben Sora Mora never happened according to one opinion. Ask the Tosafos Yeshanim, ask the Ritva, say here too. How can you have two animals that look exactly the same? I thought two things can never look exactly alike. Says the Tosafos Yeshanim, people versus animals. Two people can never look alike, exactly. Animals, they can always look alike. Aval gabi behema mia yachol lios yoser. And even though if you ask a zoologist, if you ask someone, no, even two animals will never be exactly alike, like the Yerushalmi says, that not even two pieces of grain, Eidon domos l'chaverta, mikomakom shavin b'maru b'koma koma sheyuchlo. It's enough for us. It's enough for us that they look pretty much exactly alike. Masha'eki, but the fundamental answer of the Tosafot Yeshanim is people versus animals. The Ritva also expands on that. He just adds in one more line: the hasam hu bibnei adam sheyesh lohem bipartzufam v'komasam harbeit siyoros v'inyanim chalukim. Different people have wrinkles and freckles, and every person looks a lot different. Avol bebali chayim efshar shushavim arba koma. It's more possible. There are enough dome. That is the Ritva, and that is the Tosfos Yeshanim. If you look in the Sfas Emes here, the Sfas Emes says, give you another answer. Quotes the Tosafot Yeshanim, he says, I'll give you another answer. He says, Efshalomar, Teheicha de Shnea mi Betanachas Shapir, Yesh Lomar Shein Shavin Mamish, identical twins. You can't have identical twins that are parents of this Bensor Amora. You can't have that. Number one, because the brother and the sister aren't going to marry each other. And number two, you can't have identical twins, brother and sister, they've got to be the same gender. Right? Masha Ekein, animals. The two Seirim can be twins. That's why it's possible. Between Mashalosh Shayach Ba'ava Ein to Bensor Amora. So he says, Ach Lefiz, so you don't know exactly what his far is, but that's what he says. Ach Lefiz, and then he says, Tzarech Lios Tamid, Habes Seirim Taomim. Maybe you'll always need identical twins to be the Seir Yom Kippur. He didn't find it anywhere, but he says maybe that's why it's possible. Not without getting into the Shnei Seirim, the answer of the Tosfos Yeshanim. The other point to mention is the Hashkafic point. Why do they have to look exactly alike? Why exactly alike? So two thoughts. First from Rav Hirsch, and then from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Hirsch writes, it's amazing. The message, one of the messages, we had this in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. The two Seirim, the messages of the Seir Lazazel in our time. Imagine, he says, the Seir Lazazel, he's chosen, and he's standing outside the Beis HaMikdash. And all of a sudden, he sees his good friend, maybe his twin brother, as we're saying right now, taken into the Beis HaMikdash, and killed, and his blood is sprinkled, and he looks at his brother and says, oh, I feel so bad. I feel terrible for my brother. Look what happened to him. And all of a sudden they take him and they're leading him out. They're leading him out to the desert. Ah, he breathes in the desert, Midbar Yehuda air. Ah, it's delicious. It's great. It's a cool crisp, not crisp really in the fall in Midbar Yehuda, but he's being let out. What a view, being taken out to the top of the cliff. Amazing. This is awesome. And then he's giving a little push and he falls down onto the cliff. Who's the one who's in better shape at that point? Who's the one that was Lashem, and who's the one that was Lazazel? They're exactly the same! But it's misconceptions. It's misunderstandings. We think one thing, and it's really exactly the opposite. Yom Kippur is about trying to get things right, trying to see things clearly. And this Seir Lazazel, so to speak, you know, is our symbol for that, for the that message. Number one. Number two, if you look in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav, in chapter 4, called Man is Vulnerable, the same idea. He talks about the Kabbalistic idea that's mentioned, Yom Kippurim. Purim is like Yom Kippur. Right, we haven't mentioned that, I don't think. It's been 60 days into the Masechta, so it's about time. We spoke about Purim and Yom Kippurim. What's the message, obviously? Says Rav Soloveitchik, they both have a goral related to it. Purim has a goral. Purim had a lottery. And Yom Kippur has a lottery. The fate of the Jewish people on Purim, was it fate? It was goral. On Yom Kippur, the fate of Am Yisrael, symbolized by the Seir Lashem and Seir Lazazel, is also a goral. Says Rav Soloveitchik, even as we emphasize man's free will, we are also aware that so much of what happens in life is not man's making. He makes choices, yet major aspects of his life seem to be governed by capricious chance events and circumstances beyond his control. This tension between man as chooser and man as victim of circumstance affects him in many ways. It is the basis of his plea for forgiveness on Yom Kippur. For otherwise, why should God give him a second chance? And he goes through the Seir Lazazel, the Avoda, and he says that's exactly the point. That's the message of the Avoda, that there's so much that's beyond us, so much that we don't have control of. Casting of lots signifies uncertainty. Both Purim and Yom Kippur involve the casting of a goral, a characteristic of games of chance. As for the Purim goral, it determines the date chosen by Haman, Vechulu, and as for our goral, theologically, God forgives man's sinfulness precisely because he acknowledges human vulnerability to changing fortunes, pressing circumstances, and the intrusion of the unexpected. And he goes, the goral significance of the avoda, related to us. The two male goats were identical, as determined by chance decisions entirely beyond their control. The casting of lots decreed which was to go to Lashem and which was Lazazel, ignominiously to be destroyed. The secret of atonement is thus indicated in the ceremonious casting of the lots. It reflects the basis for the penitent's claim to forgiveness, that his moral direction were similarly influenced by forces beyond his control, that his sinning was not entirely a free of voluntary choice. Obviously, we take as much responsibility as we can. But we say, you got to help us out. You have to help us out. And therefore, he says, It continues, but the secret, according to both Rav Hirsch and Rav Soloveitchik, is that they both look exactly the same. And the difference between their destinies is determined by a goral. The goral of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever he throws our way, but we have to, obviously, we realize that there is a spinner of the dice. There is one who is in charge of the goral. From our viewpoint, it's a goral. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's viewpoint, from our viewpoint, it is chance. From his viewpoint, it is fate and his destiny. And we have to realize that difference. But again, that's the message of the Shnei Seiri Yom HaKippur. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line of the Mishnah. Meis echad mehem, if one of the pair dies. Im achelo higro meis, if one of them died before the hagrola, then nothing started yet. So you got zug l'sheni. Just take one other one. Take a zug for the sheni. Vi misha higro meis, yavi zug acher v'yagol lim betchila. But if it was after the hagrola, so one is already, they're both labeled already. Lashem lazazel. So then you got to take another pair and do another hagrola. Vi yomar. And say, im shel shemis, if the one shel shame died, zesha ala alava gorla shemis kaya tachtav, then you are getting a substitute for that one. Vim shel azazel meis, zesha ala alava gorla azazel is kaya tachtav, then the one azazel will take part. Remember, we already mentioned that they're already both kadosh from the beginning. The hagorla does not determine the hektish element. It just determines which one is Hashem and which one is azazel. And that relates to what we discussed much earlier in the Masechta when we discussed Rav Chisda. If you remember, the designation of the Kinim is either B'shas L'kichas Abaylim or B'shas the Kohanim doing the Avoda. That's not exactly parallel to the Hagrala, where they're both Kadosh already. And the question is just which one they will be labeled for. So if you're ready to the Hagrala, you have to take another pair and get a substitute. V'hasheni yireh achiyistaev. And the other one that is left has to go into the field until it gets a mum, v'yimacher, sold, v'yiflu dava v'lenadava. And then you could use the money for olas nadava, she'ein chata siver mesa. Because after all, as we know, learned from the Mishnah in Temura, as discussed, we had this earlier, the halacha l'moshe b'sinai of the five chatos mesos are only by the chatos yachid, not by the chatos siver. A few of them can only be yachid by definition. But that's what the Tanakami here says. This chatos, even though it's not connected to the Bialim anymore, it does not die. It goes to get a mum, and we use the money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues Tamus. He says, no, it can die, even in this context. V'yodam Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara will talk about this additional shita. Nishbach Adam, Yomus HaMishtaleach. If the blood spills out, we don't know when yet. We'll have to talk about it in the Gemara. Then the Mishtaleach has to die. Meis HaMishtaleach, Yishafech Adam. And the Mishtaleach died, then you have to spill out the blood of the Chatas Lashem. What's your review referring to? We'll have to see. One other Ha'ara that I forgot to mention, and that is some Rishonim, and Rav Yashav also, deals with the issue. They have to be equal in appearance, in height, and in Damim. If they're equal in Mara and Koma, isn't it automatic, then they will be equal in Damim? If you have the first two, then they're exactly the same. They're goats, they look exactly alike, they're the same weight, they're the same height, so obviously they're going to be equal with Damim. What would differentiate between the two of them? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, oh, maybe, we know elsewhere in the Gemara, sometimes what's called Shlishi LaBeten is a very special one. What does that mean? It means the third one born to the mother, or a third cooked. Different. There might be certain differences in terms of value, even if it's the same. Rav Yashiv goes on a different route. He says I can come up with another difference, and he goes through whether it has teeth or not, based on other Gemaras. It might be called the same Mara because you can't see the teeth, but it's higher value if it has teeth because it could chew. And you could serve it normal animal food. So based on other Gemaras, he quotes, that could be a nafgamina, if there's teeth or not, b'chulgu, when he talks about other issues. Okay, says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Yikach Shnei Sirei Zim. So now we're going to have four contexts where the word Shnei comes up, and where we want to have similar, you have a pair of animals, Yikach Shnei Sirei Zim. So that's us, right? Take two goats. Mi'ut si'ire shnayim. Ma tamalomar shnei. It says izim, goats. Obviously that means two. So how do you know shnei? Sheyu shneim shavim. So that's how you learn. They should be equal. Minayin. Af al pi shein shneim shavim ksherim. So how do you know that's only a din l'chatchila? Tamalomar. Sa'ir riba. It also says it in the singular lashon. So even if they're not exactly alike, it is kosher.
So
Time up. Oh, so maybe that was the extra word is enough for Shana Kasav La'akev. Because it says Shnayim, you didn't need Shnayim, that's like the Shana Kasav. But you have a separate Pasuk to exclude, to go against the Shana Kasav. Time up, the Rabbi Rachmana, only reason that it's okay in Bidi Evan is because the Torah is a separate Makar. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana, have a mean Psulin. But without the extra Lush, the extra Sa'ir, we would think it's a Dinli Ikuva. Ikuva Minalan, that this might be behind this question. Why would you think it's Li Ikuva even? Right? Maybe you don't have Shana Kasav La'akev. The Gemara said, no, Salkadai Dechamina Shnei Ksiv. It said it so many times, so that's why I would have understood it that way. Period. V'hashta, the Rabbi Rachmana, Sa'ir, Shnei, Lama Li. So if we know, Bidi Evid, it is okay, so why do you have so many words, Shnei? Chava Mara, V'chava Koma, V'chad L'damim. So that is all, number one, the context of Yom Kippur. Good. To come to the shir today for the following gra dayenu. The Gemara says, as we know, in Maseches Chulin, that in Parshas Brachos there was a machlokas between the sun and the moon. It's machlokas between the sun and the moon. The Gemara says, Ksiv ayas alokim eshnei ha-ma'oros ha-gdolim. It says that Hashem made the two great ma'oros. V'ksiv esama'or ha-gadol v'esama'or ha-katan. Elo, what does Chazal say? It says two ma'oros, and then it says the ma'or ha-gadol v'esama'or ha-katan. It must be there were two equal ma'oros, but the Levana was Makatrig, and therefore, Hashem made it smaller. Ask the Eben Ezra, ki hadrash eino muchrach. Says the Eben Ezra, in Bracious, I don't know why Chazal had to say this, which the Eben Ezra doesn't often, right? The pshat of the pasuk, you didn't have to jump on and say, two equal ones, then one big one small. Ki ma'amar shnei ma'oros hagdolim, Eino machriach osanu lafareish. Shall you shayim shavim bigdula? It just says two. So why do you have to say they were equal? You could say the first pasuk said they were two, and then the next pasuk explains one was big, one was small. Why do you have to say shneima oros hagdolim means equal? Adkan divri Eben Ezra. Says the Gra, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. I know where Chazal got it from. Shneima oros hagdolim means shavim. Why? Our Gemara. Shnei always means shavim. If it would have said ma'oros, I know there are two. Why does it say shnei? It must be sheyiyu shneiem shavim. That is the grub putting together the Gemara in Yuma Samach Beis with the Gemara in Chul and Daf Samach to answer up the question of the Eben Ezra. Once we have it open, the next page, the next paragraph on the same Dibra Maschil. You know, we mentioned this, it doesn't have to do with us, but we mentioned years ago that the Vilna Gaon was once taking a trip through a certain city, and he comes to a person's house who realizes that this man knows a lot of Torah, and he says, I've been asking this question for 30 years to anybody who comes through my house, I still don't have an answer. Because he had his grandfather's Chumash, and next to the Ma'or HaGadol Ma'or HaKatan, it says Gushanak. Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. He says, I have no idea what Gushanak means. So the Gra says, well, it's Pashut. This Pashut? He says, yes. Gushanak stands for Gadol V'samach Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. If somebody is a Gadol, like the Gemara says, if I'm not self-supporting myself, so I'm still called a Katan, if my father's still sending me money, I'm still considered a Katan. Lagabe certain halachos. So he says, where do you get that from? That a Gadol V'samach Al Shulchan Aviv Nikra Katan. You get this from here. Hamar HaGadol Namar HaKatan. The moon just reflects the light of the sun. That's why he is called a Katan. And the sun is a Gadol because a Gadol is independent. Gushanak! So he realized the Gra is the Gra. Okay, that's the Vilna Gaon for the day. Says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi. Context number two, where we have Shnei. We get into what we discussed yesterday a little bit, and that is the Avoda of a Mitzora. We know after a person who has Saras becomes Tahar, so he does an Avoda on day one of his Tara. And he brings two birds, which we'll talk about soon. One of them is killed, one of them is set free. He gets a haircut. He waits another week on day eight. Then he gets another haircut, and he brings his karbanos. That was the asham and the other karbanos. So, yikach shnei kvasim. So there too, he has to bring two sheep. Same shakl v'tarya. Mia kvasim shnei. Mata v'lomer shnei, shiu shnei and shavin. These both should be equal also by the mitzora. Minayin sh'ava b'shein shnei and shavim k'sherim. Tam v'lomer keves keves riba. It's individual. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana. The only reason is because the Torah says a special keves keves. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. Have a mina psulin. Ikuv a mina olon. Why would I have thought that it's ma'akev? There wasn't a shana kasav la'akev. Salkadai dechamina. Tihiyeksiv. Because it says tiyeh, it shall be. So that extra TS, I was like, and this is the way it has to be. That's why you need the Keves keves. V'hasha the Rabbi Rachmana keves keves tihiyeh lamali. So what is tihiyeh? What is that teaching me? What's ma'akev? L'shar havayaso shel mitzora. To the other parts of the avodas hatara of a mitzora, you have to get through the prati pratim besides these two. This din has to be only l'chadchila. But the rest of the avoda is ma'akev. Period. Number three. Vitznan nami or vitanya nami gabi mitzarki agavna. The earlier part of the avoda. Remember? These karbanos were brought on day 8. But day 1, he does the avoda with the tziparim. Tziparim. Miyot tziparim shtayim. Right, the smallest amount of tziparim is 2. Matam alomar shtei, shiushtei and shavos. Again, the two birds, the one that, again, that was nishchat on the mayim chayim and the one that was sent out, they have to be equal. Uminayim shavo bishein and shavos ksheros. How do I know that even if they're not equal kosher? Tam alomar tzipar tzipar riba. Same exact discussion. Taima de Rabbi Rachmana, hallo Rabbi Rachmana, psulos. If you wouldn't have a special limud, you would think it's ma'akev. Ikuva minalan. How do you know that? Salgadai dechamina tiyeksiv. Same type of drasha. V'hasha de Rabbi Rachman et Tzipar tiyeh lamali l'shar havayaso shel mitzora. So we have it in 3 contexts. That is a din l'chadchila for them to be alike. By Yom Kippur and by the 2 stages of the tara of a mitzora. So says the Gemara, I have a 4th context. Ihachi gabi tmidim nami. Ik neima kvasim. It says kvasim, right? This by the carbon tumin every day. Mi is kvasim shnayim. Ma tamalomar shnayim. Sheyu shnei and shavin. So why do you have such a drasha? Uminayin shavim shei shnei and shavim ksherin. Tamalomar keves keves riba. Right? You have the same type of shakal vitarya. Ula mitzvah chenami debainan question mark. You don't find this anywhere. You don't find a source, asked the Gemara, that the 2 tamidim have to be equal. But what do you mean? You should have the same type of lechadchila here. So the Gemara says, no, ha'umi bar l'kidatanya. Their difference is because we use the shnayim to teach me something else. Shnayim layom, keneged hayom. We use it to teach me keneged hayom, meaning the place where they are each shechted. Ata omer keneged hayom, o eno ela chovas hayom. Does it mean keneged hayom, meaning placement, where it's shechted? Or does it mean just the chova? You have to bring 2 a day, and then it would be extra. I know you bring 2. So it's teaching me something different. That's why shnayim is not extra. Kate said, what does that mean? What does it mean? Kineged ayom, tamid shel shachar as follows. Tamid shel shachar haya nishchad al keren tzfonis ma'aravis al tabah shniyah. What does that mean? We know there were 24 rings on the north side of the Mizbeach, 1 ring per mishmar. Right, the end of Sukkah talks about one of the rings was locked up, Bilga. But 24 rings, and every mishmar shechted their animals using that ring, putting the animal's neck in that ring. But the carbon tamid was shechted by the same ring every morning. Every morning, the same carbon tamid. In the morning, and it was shechted on the 2nd row up from the Mizbeach. Not the most southern row, the next row up. The morning tamid was shechted on on that 2nd row up, the most western ring, and the afternoon one was shechted on the most eastern ring. Why? Because that's keneged where the sun is. You don't want it to be in the shadows, you want it to be by the sun. So the opposite side of where the sun is, that's where you do it. So in the morning in the west, on the western ring, the 2nd row up, end of the afternoon on the eastern one. So that's what it means. The Tamid Shel Shachar was shechted on the northwest, doesn't mean the most north, but the 2nd row, Al Tabah Shniyah, the 2nd row up, V'sher Ben Arabayim, Ha'inishchad Al-Keren, Mizrach Etzfonis, Al Tabah'as Shniyah. So that is all. That's what you use the word Shnayim for, to teach me where it is shechted. Musafin Shel Shabbos, but now getting back into the Karban Musaf, Vaday Tzricha Shiyushnei and Shavim. That also has a Shnayim. Says the, so it definitely need, Rashi quotes the pasuk, Shnei Kvasim. So those have to be Li'ikuva. Period. Rashi has 2 opinions whether the Musaf Halacha is like all the other ones on this Amud, Adin L'Chadfila, or Rashi says, Rashi quotes an opinion, that there's no extra words by the Musaf to undermine the L'Chadfila. So maybe it's even Adin L'Ikuva by the Musaf. That they have, Rashi has that 2 days there, he does not like it. He says, V'kashali, ikuva minalan. He says he thinks it's also la mitzvah like the other ones. Again, this is related to all the shnayims. We have to stop here, but keep in mind, the machlokos we mentioned in the past, the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs of Tamid are there? That might relate to our Gemara. The Rambam says it's 2 separate mitzvahs every day. I'm sorry, it is 1 mitzvah. The Ramban counts 2 separate mitzvahs of the Karbat Tamid, just like the same machlokos by Ketores, by Kriyashma, and by... the other avodos of each day, whether you count them as one or two, right? Everybody agrees by the Chavite Kohen Gadol, even though it's split up, it's only counted as one. But the Ramban counts separately Kriya Shema and Tamid Ketores, while the Rambam counts it only as one. That might relate to whether they have to look exactly alike or not, but Lav Dafka, one might say, even if they're two, they still have to be the same based on the Pasuk of Shnei. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be up, with Hashem, from last night, and we will continue.